This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. By now, it's common knowledge that the risk of catching the coronavirus is lower outside than inside. A lot of people were hoping that public schools could mitigate risk by shifting instruction to the great outdoors. In Seattle, despite a push in the summer to make that happen, pilot programs are still not up and running. But in Whatcom County, dozens of kids in three school districts have been learning outside for months. Hazel is 11 years old. She lives close to the snowy peaks of the Cascades, so maybe it's no surprise that she spends a lot of time outside.
I love being outdoors. I ski, and I used to go mushroom picking when I was like 4, and I just found a really cool mushroom trail by our new house.
Sweet. So have you been doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What kind of mushrooms do you go?
Chanterelles, and they are delicious.
Hazel is on the blacktop outside her school, Kendall Elementary in the Mount Baker district. It's an unusually sunny December day, and kids are soaking up the rays playing on the playground. It would have been an ordinary scene a year ago, but now the kids are wearing masks and trying to stay 6 feet apart. And being here feels special. Hazel knows not to take this for granted after spending months stuck at home when schools shut down in the spring.
It made me feel like stressed because my friends are some of the people that I see that I used to see daily every day at school, and it was like scary at first, and then it just got really boring.
So you feel like you're happier because you get this opportunity?
Way happier. It's awesome.
Hazel is taking part in what's called the Connections program. About 36 sixth graders were chosen by the school district to come one day a week for outdoor education. The program is run in partnership with outdoor learning nonprofits. One of them is the North Cascades Institute, which is who Mary Christina Kirkpatrick Waite works for as an outdoor educator. She does not work for the school district. She and about 10 kids are tromping through the woods at a nature preserve and wetland area near the school. They're studying decomposition.
I want you all to try to find a leaf that has been broken down by something. So what do you think that was broken down by?
Caterpillar.
Maybe a caterpillar?
The water.
Kirkpatrick Waite says outdoor learning feels especially powerful right now when kids have been isolated. She's walking with a student named Bailey.
They're just really excited to get to see their friends again and just to be outside and not be home in front of a screen. I don't know if you'd agree with that, Bailey.
I'm fine with that. Because if I'm stuck on a screen, I stay on a screen.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you can see the geese. Check that out.
Ooh. I don't see anything.
So they're at the very edge of the water.
We're Mount Baker, you know, so look at this, all of this beautiful land that we have.
Mary Seawright is superintendent of the Mount Baker School District. It serves about 1,700 students in a rural part of Whatcom County. She says teaming up with outdoor learning nonprofits like North Cascades Institute made sense. She says it was a chance to work out the safety protocols and pave the way for the district to reopen on a hybrid schedule for elementary kids last month. With that schedule, all students come 2 mornings a week, but kids in the outdoor education program get an extra day at school.
You know, it was just a great opportunity to just get our kids here in person and prove that we can do it, to make people more confident about bringing kids in person, because, you know, we know, especially with elementary kids, that that's really important, and the benefits really outweigh the risks.
But it's not easy to get a program like this off the ground quickly, especially in three school districts, Mount Baker, Blaine, and Bellingham. Whatcom County had a head start because there's already a network called the Whatcom Coalition for Environmental Education. When the pandemic hit and forced some of the nonprofits to cancel their overnight camps, they scrambled to innovate. Jeff Giesen is associate director of North Cascades Institute.
The coalition was a perfect place at a perfect time, and all the groups got together and said, what can we do?
The idea they pitched to school districts was to serve students left behind by online learning, students who maybe never logged in during the spring or whose parents work outside the home, and kids who would benefit from meals served at school.
The part that really spoke to me was when they said what type of kid we're looking for. The furthest from opportunity, it's for the kids that really need this.
They received grants, including from the Whatcom Community Foundation, totaling $20,000 for the Mount Baker program. That pays for the outdoor educators and supplies. The school district provides the building, busing, and pays for 4 paraeducators to help out. The program has not experienced any coronavirus outbreaks. In Seattle, getting something like this going has been a lot harder. Seattle School Board Director Liza Rankin has pushed for an outdoor learning program.
Our original proposal was to have pilots going in the first quarter.
Seattle has gotten 5 submissions from educators for outdoor instruction, 1 for a music class, 1 for English language learners, but they haven't been approved yet. Rankin says one reason why it's been slow is that normally new initiatives start with a task force that sets up a pilot to use as a model. In this case, the board wanted to move fast and put out a call for ideas. That led to a lot of questions.
Central office was saying, well, what are they piloting? And we're like, whatever they can come, whatever they want to do. So getting the whole system to loosen up and accept that we really were just saying, go for it, was interesting to watch.
That means the sunny fall days have come and gone with no outdoor education in Seattle public schools. But at Kendall Elementary in Whatcom County, kids have been examining caddisflies scooped up from a nearby pond and dissecting owl pellets wow. to see what the birds have eaten.
What kind of animal do you think that femur is from?
It's probably from some small rodent because of the size it is.
Hazel says examining owl pellets has been the most fun she's had in the program so far.
I found like 3 mole jaws. It was super cool. And I found a pelvis bone as well and a few claws.
So the pellet is kind of like what they like cough up?
It's throw up. It's puke.
Were you grossed out by that?
At first I was really grossed out and I thought I wouldn't like it at all, but then it became like the best part of the day.
Sparking that kind of excitement for learning, that's what school is supposed to be about. And the organizers of the Connections program hope more kids can have this opportunity and that other school districts will follow their example to use nature as a classroom. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.